if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
You know, bringing that back, really looking forward to it. I know a lot of fans are looking forward to it, and we're just really happy and proud that we can bring it back, actually.
You know, we're going to use all of the tricks that Chris and I have up our sleeve to try to give you those moments where now you see them, now you don't.
What's one of the all-time scariest Halloween horror movies you can possibly think of? If you said Halloween and you love haunts, you may very well be in for a Halloween treat for October of 2015. This year, Universal Studios is adding a new haunt themed Halloween, Michael Myers Comes Home. At the Scare LA convention in Pasadena in August, Universal Studios creative director John Murdy and art director Chris Williams previewed the new haunt. John, I'm going to start with you. You said today that you were going to be having a Halloween maze for Universal Studios. How'd you come to make that choice?
Chris and I did Halloween back in 2009, and ever since we've done it, I've wanted to bring it back because Halloween is one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
When you first saw Halloween, John, what scared the daylights out of you that you're going to be incorporating to this one?
I think the idea, and I talked to him a little bit about it today, is that Michael Myers is almost like the shark in Jaws. He's this relentless killer, and it, you know, doesn't even seem human, and it almost seems paranormal. The film has such a great buildup of suspense. You have those great moments where, you know, Jamie Lee's walking and she sees Michael Myers, whether it's across the street, you know, and when she's looking out of the classroom and then turns around and he's gone, or behind the hedge. You know, there's all these moments where you're really questioning, is this person real? Does he really exist? And I think that's the essence of what the boogeyman is. And that's what Halloween really did. They made the ultimate boogeyman movie.
So how are you going to translate that into the maze?
We're going to do all that stuff. You know, we're going to use all of the tricks that Chris and I have up our sleeve to try to give you those moments where now you see him, now you don't. And that's kind of a new overlay to the maze that we didn't do back in 2009.
Chris, very similar question to you. What scared the daylights out of you the first time you saw a Halloween movie, and how are you as art director going to get that into the maze?
Yeah, the first thing that really scared me was just him, Michael Myers, as the shape. Because he really, like what John had said, feels so supernatural that he was here, there, everywhere, and that he could just be anywhere and disappear and appear. That's the way it seemed like when I first saw that really young. But, you know, bringing that back, really looking forward to it. I know a lot of fans are looking forward to it, and we're just really happy and proud that we can bring it back, actually.
What's one of your absolute favorite stories so far about designing something that's going to look like the 1970s?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Inside there, we're looking at re-bringing back, actually, the kitchen sequence where they have Bob's death in there. So we're actually trying to bring that back, which, you know, within... When designing this, we actually do a lot of screen grabs and then study, actually, the scenes themselves to really try to emulate the exact detail that it's shown in the film. And we're trying, you know, so painstakingly to reproduce that exactly as we can.
As I wrap this up here, I have one question I'll ask both you and John, and that would be, what's one story that you are going to tell your kids and grandkids about creating this particular maze for 2015? What's going to be your favorite?
Wow, that's a tough one. You know, it's probably just to be able to, you know, have the honor to be able to bring this back, this franchise back, and to be able to do it again. I know it's a big fan favorite. And, you know, we're just really happy. We made a lot of learnings from the last time, so it's going to be bigger, badder, and better this year than it was in the past. So, you know, I'm just really glad to be able to have that opportunity.
I've got to ask you about learning. What's one of the best creative lessons that you've learned since last time as art director?
Oh, wow. It's tough to say, you know. I mean, I try to learn so much, you know. I think it's like what we are, the approach for this maze specifically, we're starting out making it into a haunted house. And that really sets a certain tone. And prior to that, we weren't really setting it into a haunted house. We made it more of just after the murder happened. But we're taking the whole approach, and as well as we're in capping it with the haunted house feel and sequence of the Myers house. So, you know, for us starting it and ending that, in a sense, is, you know, really, you know, a good way to end cap it as well. So, yeah.
This is going to be a great scary one. Thank you very much, Chris. Can I wrap up with one question for you? What's one story you're going to tell your kids and grandkids about designing this 2015 maze for Halloween, Michael Myers Comes Home?
Well, I do have kids, and they're both girls, and they're 2.5-year-old and 8-month-old. And the thing I always think about is one day they're going to be able to Google all this stuff, you know? But my daughters, I think, are going to grow up like I know Chris's, you know, kids have grown up, because I've watched that over time. Fearless, you know, and, you know, my daughter, my 2-year-old can already name all the classic monsters, and she's not afraid of them, you know. And so, you know, I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be, you know, all the great actors, you know, we got to work with, the performers, you know, the great filmmakers and rock stars and directors and actors and all the stars that come to the event. You know, I think you don't really appreciate that until you, like, sit down and think about it. Because I've never had that moment. Chris and I, we just roll from one year into the next, and it's a never-ending cycle of horror. So I think it's going to be that, oh, wow, you know, we got to do that.
Thank you very much, both of you, for your time. Take care. You and I have been listening to Universal Studios creative director John Murdy and art director Chris Williams. And we've been talking about Universal Studios' brand new Halloween Horror Nights Haunt for 2015, themed Halloween, Michael Myers Comes Home. You'll find more information on HalloweenHorrorNights.com. That's HalloweenHorrorNights.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.